more Operation Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, Linked Remain Freedom Bunker in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, here every Sunday for you, 24-7 at davejanda.com, with extra shows, content, guests, analysis, archives to all of our shows. I actually was inundated with folks this week saying, oh, with all this going on in the precious metals world, with this closing down of trading for 10 hours on Thanksgiving night and Black Friday, when are you going to have Ed Steer back on? Because, my gosh, for years he's told us that this was going to happen, that we'd be seeing gold and silver prices rallying, and that this paper, fraudulent, unbacked paper market would fall apart. When is he going to be back? Well, good news. He's back. Kind of like Schwarzenegger in The Terminator. For those of you not familiar, Ed is a keen observer of the financial scene and director of the Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Boy, they've been right on front of this for decades, actually. Called a conspiracy theory group. No, they were just based on facts and data. Telling you what was going on. What's coming. What's amazing is how few people actually believe the truth. It's astounding, because these folks didn't see it on the bought-off lamestream fake media. Incredible. Well, they wish they took action when Ed first started talking about this a long time ago. That's for sure. I think when he started talking about it on this program 15 years, I think silver was like $9 an ounce, and gold was like less than $600 an ounce. He is the editor of The First Thing I Read 5 days a week. I'm a proud paid subscriber and have been for many years. Ed scours the world for information and puts it in your email box. I don't know if the guy ever sleeps, actually, by like 3 or 4 in the morning. It's there for you when you wake up. EdSteerGoldSilver.com. Ed Steer, S-T-E-E-R. EdSteerGoldSilver.com. My privilege, pleasure, and honor to welcome back Ed Steer. Ed, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me on again, Dave, and good Sunday afternoon to you and to all your listeners on this 81st anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that's quite a day, actually. You know, speaking of getting bombed, Ed, the syndicate is getting bombed because their system is unraveling. And you've, and a number of people at GATA have predicted this. Ed, we were told on Thanksgiving night, when the futures markets did not open up, that this was because there was a coolant problem at the Aurora facility for the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Now, Ed, one of the benefits of this platform is that I have, I believe, one of the world's best IT teams. A couple dozen folks that have each a dozen or two or three decades in the IT world. When that hit, they immediately texted me and said, Dave, that's not possible. It's not a coolant problem. We can tell you. If you go to the coolant company and you can monitor in real time all the places where they have their technology in those facilities for cooling, Dave, they're not having any outages. This is all BS. This thing is coming down like Ed Steer and several of your other guests have predicted. This is why they're not opening. It's kind of like in 2020 with the election in Atlanta. There was an overflowing toilet, which is why they had to stop counting for days, right? So, Ed, break this down. Tell us. Break it down. What's happening here? What happened over Thanksgiving, Black Friday? What's happened during this week? There's been a goat rodeo in these quote markets, or whatever you want to call them, this week when it comes to precious metals. Give us your take, Ed.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, your tech people are absolutely right. You know, the more the information that came out after that event, the more you realize that what the CME group was handing you was a line of bull, because, you know, these farms of servers and stuff are double and triple protected against anything. Then there's no chance on God's green earth that this was accidental. It certainly does look like that something happened in there that they wanted to cover up, or they just didn't want registered within the market itself. You know, like I've been saying for years now, you know, we've had this price suppression scheme on in the precious metals now for, what, 50-plus years? Mm-hmm. And the thing is that, you know, when they started this thing back in 1973 or 75 or whenever the heck it was, they gave no thought as to how this thing was going to be wrapped up when it ever came to an end. They left it for future generations, and we're that future generation that faces that. You know, the short position held by the large traders and the small traders in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, you know, have the, you know, absolute potential to bring down the financial system, especially the Western banks. And they're just moving heaven and earth to ensure the thing doesn't blow sky high. Right now, you know, I would call it a controlled retreat as much as possible. You know, we're at $58 silver, and I can tell you right now that if the large commercial traders that are rigging the markets, you know, put their hands in their pockets even for, you know, one day, we would see a silver price north of, you know, a three-digit silver price of some size before the trading day was over. So they're trying to wind this whole thing down without blowing up the system in the process. And, you know, that system with the cooling system problem they had is just another foreshock, you know, of the big, big rally that's going to, short covering rally that's going to come. The last time we had like that was we had the meltdown in the LBMA because they ran out of silver. And then we had in October the 17th, we had that big engineered price decline in silver and gold that took silver from, what, $54 down to whatever, and then it came roaring back, and then they killed it again just recently. You know, this is their attempts to prevent, you know, the markets from blowing sky high. And like you said right at the top of the show, when you and I started talking to each other, I don't know, it was 15 years ago, you know, silver was like $10 or whatever, and gold was like $600. Now gold is $4,200, and silver's knocking on the door of $60. And to tell you the truth, it should be like 5 times that price right now, and it'll get there. It's going to get there, but they're trying to control this as best they can. But you know, the writing is on the wall. We've seen all these foreshocks coming, and it's like the big one, really big one coming in the United States on the West Coast, is that it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when, and when seems pretty imminent these days.
So Ed, as the smoke started to clear after Thanksgiving, there are some financial analysts that kind of started putting some information out. And I want your take on this. They said, you know, it wasn't a cooling problem of the servers that was the issue. Reportedly, there was somebody stood for delivery for their contracts of a significant amount of silver, up to 400 million ounces. And that's what ended up shutting it down, because prior to opening the market, it was closed for, what, 10 plus hours. Reportedly, when you look at Federal Reserve data, the Fed loaned an entity $34 billion that Friday morning, and very soon after that, all of a sudden, the market opened back up. Now, is that just a coincidence, Ed?
Well, you know, that money went into the repo market because it was going to seize up if they didn't. There's all kinds of hinky things going on right now. And it's not just related to the silver, although it could be related. I mean, there's stuff going on under the surface, you know, that they keep hidden from us. We just can't see. And every once in a while, something comes along and says, what's that? You know, and it's just another sign along the road that there's, you know, there's deep problems in the market. And whether there was a big order or not, there was something that they were definitely trying to hide. I heard something like 400 million ounces, which is like, you know, 80,000 COMEX contracts. And, of course, you know, I keep track of what goes on in the CME as far as volume and rollover and switch volume goes, by, you know, almost by the hour, and I never saw that kind of volume. So if there was somebody there with a big order, it was in and out and never showed up in the numbers. But if somebody did place an order like that, I mean, that would just wipe out the entire inventory of silver in every depository on planet Earth in a heartbeat.
Well, one way they could kind of paper over, and tell me if I'm off on this, one way they can paper that over is if you're not a large sovereign entity, and let's say your name is, last name is Hunt, they can come to you and they can change the rules on you and say, hey, nobody can buy any of this anymore, but you can only you can sell it. Or the other thing they could do is they could come to you and say, sir, you've become a national security risk because you're doing this, so maybe it'd be wise for you to pull this order back. Or they can come to you and say, sir, how about this? We'll give you, you know, we got our buddy Jerome Powell, and he has this button he can push to produce all this money. We'll give you a boatload of cash for you to kind of just walk away from this. Now, is that conspiracy theory yet, or is that actually possible?
You know, like I said, you know, it's certainly possible. There's, you know, there's stuff going on under the surface, like that big injection of cash into the repo market and whatever happened on Thanksgiving, Black Friday. You know, that, you know, if they let things get too far out of hand, the thing's going to blow up on them. You know, these guys, the powers, the financial powers that be in the Western banking system, and it is totally the Western banking system, mostly led by U.S. and the British banks, that are behind this whole thing. And, you know, they would be in financial dire straits. So if things go sideways on them, which they're going to sooner or later, mm-hmm. and, you know, they're pulling out, like, every stop to prevent this, you know, the melt-up of, you know, not just silver, but gold, platinum, and palladium, but a whole host of other commodities, you know, that they've been short, you know, for the last 50-plus years. So here we are in the very, very end game, and, you know, they're going to get more and more desperate and more draconian. And things like you said where they pick up the phone and call you and say, we want you to cancel this order, whatever. Nothing would surprise me as, you know, as this financial, you know, this price suppression scheme in the precious metals breathes its last.
Ed?
Okay. I'm here.
Oh, there you go. You zoned. You went blank there for a little bit.
Okay, so, Ed, I just saying that you know they're getting more and more desperate as things come to an end here, and they're also, you know, you can expect them to do anything. I mean, they could get draconian on us, and like you said, they could pick up the phone and call you and threaten you this and threaten you that. But you know, this is their desperation. Is, you know, as this price management scheme in the precious metal breathes its last.
Well, and whatever they did that Friday morning, a little over a week ago, didn't last very long, right? Because here we go again. Silver's going up. It's starting to move up again this past week. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, December 3rd and 4th, in a 36-hour period, there were six paper raids on silver totaling them trying to bring the price down for a total of $4.38, but it kept bouncing back and closed on that Thursday around $57. It didn't work. And then on Friday, December 5th, just this past Friday, it was up to, on the futures contract, close to $60. It had closed over $60 in China. It was up to $59.89. And then all of a sudden, Ed, all of a sudden, it got hit again, driving it down. And Ed, tell me if I'm reading this wrong. I looked at the data. There were 583 million paper ounces pushing it down just on Friday. 583 million ounces. That's 5/8 of the world's mined supply of silver mined in a year in one day. 583 million. While the COMEX delivered on that same day in physical 515,000 ounces, and the LBMA delivered 2.7, so a total of 3 million ounces, yet 580 million ounces traded to the fraud paper. Am I reading all that wrong?
No, you're not, but I wanted to correct you on one thing, is the fact that the delivery process is entirely divorced and separate from what's going on in the paper market, in the COMEX future market, in the paper trading market. They're entirely different things. But you're absolutely correct about one thing. You know, the volume on Friday, and it's been heavy. It was heavy on Friday, Thursday, and Wednesday, like huge, over the top volume, and there was almost 500 million ounces of paper silver traded on Friday. It was absolutely ginormous. It was even more than that on Thursday. You know, and you know, they beat the price down, but you know, there are big players out there, people that we wouldn't know the name of if they, you know, if we saw them and they put the name in the paper, that are on to these guys, and they're probably you know, sovereign nation wealth funds that are involved in the COMEX futures market. Now, these are the big players fighting it out. You know, the banks beat the price down, you know, by going short, massively short, and then the big players come in and they buy the market up and they force the big banks to go back on the short side again. So they're not gaining anything. They're being zoomed by these large sovereign wealth funds or whoever's trading against it. But there are gargantuan, titanic forces going on in the COMEX futures, Mike, right now in both gold and silver.
And Ed, David Jensen, a precious metals analyst, financial analyst, solutions, said the following: look, the syndicate is fighting a losing battle here. Silver demand for silver is exponential, but its supply is only linear. And that ultimately will force a price discovery that is actually based on physical and not paper. Your take?
Well, yeah, I've been saying that for like 15 or 20 years. This is not new news. the fact of the matter is, like I said, the moment this, you know, there's 820 million ounces of silver dug out of the ground every year, plus there's whatever is recycled. And the demand, according to the Silver Institute, is between 100 and 200 million ounces a year over and above, you know, what's dug out of the ground and what's recycled. You know, and this has been going on for 5 years, approaching six. Now, how long are above-ground stocks going to last, okay, before they're depleted or the people that own the stuff above ground say, no, I'm not selling anymore, I'm just going to sit here on the stuff? And we saw that what happened in London. I mean, everybody thought there was like 150 or 200 million ounces of silver in the float, only to find out that it ran out and they were absolutely didn't have a single solitary ounce they could deliver. So between October the 1st and Friday, a bit over 90 million ounces has been shipped out of New York and over to London to fill that void. I mean, they are just absolutely desperate, and there's a finite amount of silver in New York in the COMEX warehouses that they can ship over there. I mean, they're just throwing good silver after bad, and like Dave said, and everybody else is saying now. I mean, there's going to be a day of reckoning coming, and it's already here. I mean, take a look at the price, and I'm looking at the chart right now, and silver is double the price it was at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And it would be three or four or five or six times that amount if the bullion banks were fighting this thing all the way up. I mean, when they look back at history at this day, they're going to see it as one of the biggest follies of all time. And it's going to be one for the history books when this thing finally does blow up. It's just going to be absolutely amazing.
And Ed, in your report yesterday, which is always outstanding, you came across some information when you looked at the government data that is just being parsed out, because of the quote shutdown, that's been parsed out, delayed to a significant degree. Can you break down quickly the finding that you came up with and you presented in your report yesterday?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Every time they let the banks run the price up, let the price run up until like everybody on the long side possible, and they pull the pin, and the prices come crashing down. The banks cover the short positions and make tons of money, and everybody else is long against them and lose tons of money. And on that October 17th rally, big rally we had in the first week, that's exactly what happened. You know, the managed money traders and the non-commercials just lost hundreds of millions, if not a couple of billions of dollars. But the second week, which is the report you're talking about, somebody in those categories said, up yours. And they went into the market and went massively long against the banks. So the banks were forced to go short massively. And so it was a real man-bites-dog moment. It's unprecedented. I've been watching the Commitment Traders Report for like 15, 20 years, and Ted for 40, and I can guarantee you that we've never seen a day like this ever. It was like a paradigm moment. It was a paradigm shift in the market, And I can hardly wait to see what the next week report shows. Like I said, there's all kinds of forces going on under the silver market now that you can't possibly imagine. And when the smoke finally clears, we're going to be looking at a three-digit silver price that's even going to blow me away.
So in other words, if we have an accomplice to a crime, the accomplice that's always been willing to go along with that crime, based on this report, said, get out of here. I'm tired of this. I'm out. Is that a good way to read it?
Absolutely. They've been Pavlovian dogs for a long time. There's lots of traders out there that know exactly what's going on. And a couple of them got together and says, look, we're going to stick it to the U.S. bullion banks. Instead of, you know, dumping our long positions and going short and making the banks a lot of money, we're going to turn the tables on these guys. We're going to go massively long against them, and that's exactly what happened. So, like I said, there are titanic forces and titanic amount of money sloshing around in the futures market now. And, the foreshocks of a major, massive earthquake in the precious metals is they're getting closer together and more extreme all the time, and this cooling problem was just another brick in the wall. I can hardly wait to see what the next one is.
So, Ed, play this out, because to me, and tell me if I'm off, this is the end game. I mean, this has been long in coming, longer than I thought would come, but this is the end game the way I see it. Am I reading this wrong? And tell me how this plays out.
This is the end game, and I have no idea how it's going to play out. Absolutely, nobody has. I mean, this is totally uncharted territory. No time in human history has there ever been a concentrated effort by the financial system of the West to suppress precious metal prices, to keep everybody in the currencies and the paper market and the bond market. Never, ever happened. And now we're 50-plus years into this thing. The whole thing's unraveling. The BRICS are buying up gold and silver hand over fist. And China's risen, Russia's risen, India's risen. They're just gobbling this stuff up. And they're facing an absolute death warrant. Like I said, this thing is going to blow sky high one of these days, and I have no idea what they're going to do. All I can ask people, and I've been telling this for 50 years, please, if you haven't bought any metal, please go and buy a few ounces for yourself, because one of these days, as a lot of people are saying, including me, it's going to be unobtainium at any price.
And part of it being unobtainium, is it possible, Ed, that these exchanges that have nurtured this criminal activity over all these years and decades, the London Bullion Market Exchange, LBME, and the COMEX here in the United States, that they essentially cease and stop functioning, and the only market left, if you will, is a physical market based in the Far East. Could that be why J.P. Morgan Chase moved a fair amount, not quite all, but a fair amount of its gold and silver and precious metals trading desk on Thanksgiving night, no less?
I heard that rumor. It's not proven yet, but if that's the case, there's big, big changes coming. Like I said, buy your metal, hunker down, and just wait for this thing to end, because it's going to end when it ends. It's going to be explosive.
Ed Steer, I'd like to thank you for your years of service and years of truth and facts and data. Ed Steer, goldsilver.com. Folks, you've been listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our ancillary bunker, Lincoln Main Freedom Bunker, the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, here for you every Sunday. Dream big and dare to fail. The red on-air light just went on at DaveJanda.com. Join us for more content.